A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples, "When the Son of Man comes in his glory, escorted by all the angels of heaven, he will sit upon his royal throne, and all the nations will be assembled before him. Then he will separate them into two groups, as a shepherd separates sheep from goats. The sheep he will place on his right hand, the goats on his left. The king will say to those on his right, 'Come, you have my Father's blessings. Inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the creation of the world. For I was hungry, and you gave me food. I was thirsty, and you gave me drink. I was a stranger, and you welcomed me. Naked, and you clothed me. I was ill, and you comforted me. In prison, and you came to visit me.' Then the just will ask him, 'Lord, when did we see you hungry and feed you, or see you thirsty and give you drink? When did we welcome you away from home or clothe you in your nakedness? When did we visit you when you were ill or in prison?' The king will answer them, 'I assure you, as often as you did it for one of the least brothers, you did it for me.' Then he will say to those on his left, 'Out of my sight, you condemned. Into that everlasting fire prepared for the devil and his angels. I was hungry, and you gave me no food. I was thirsty, and you gave me no drink. I was away from home, and you gave me no welcome. Naked, and you gave me no clothing. I was ill and in prison, and you did not come to comfort me.' Then they in turn will ask, 'Lord, when did we see you hungry or thirsty, or away from home, or naked or ill, or in prison, and not attend you in your needs?' He will answer them, 'I assure you, as often as you neglected to do it to one of these least ones, you neglected to do it to me.' These will go off to eternal punishment, and the just to eternal life." The Gospel of the Lord. How do we see our fellow man? As an adversary, as a companion, as a rival for the goods of the earth, as a co-worker to supplement each other's needs? The two opposing groups in today's gospel were both astonished to find how their actions were visualized by the Lord. Those who saw others as companions and co-workers on the earth were amazed that their actions had served the Lord. They did not realize that they were seeing the world through God's eyes. Humbly recognizing the needs of others as comparable to needs of their own, they served with love, offering support because they could empathize with others in need. Our Lord tells us, "Rejoice with those who rejoice, weep with those who weep." Share in the lives of others, be able to walk their path and understand what they are experiencing, what they are feeling. Today, our world is experiencing a time of great division. Religious divisions erupting in horrifying violence. Countries denying immigrants safe haven because of fear or anger. Man has fallen from the Garden of Eden and forgotten that we are all created in God's image, that we are all his children. The sheep from today's gospel saw with God's eyes those in need, created in God's image, deserved care and respect. In their humility, they were just doing what they felt was right, not realizing how much they were doing God's work. And God rewarded them. The goats, on the other hand, did not see with God's eyes. They were blinded, perhaps by selfishness, fear, self-righteousness, survival of the fittest mentality. They did not see the reality that they are all created in God's image. They ignored Christ right in front of them. Ever since the war on terrorism has started, fear, anger, revenge has increased our blindness. Recently, I saw a news television survey asking if the hard line on immigration was appropriate. I was shocked to see that in my area, over 55% felt it was right to deport illegal immigrants, even if they were being separated from their families, even if they were honest, hardworking people, not murderers or thieves. Some of their crimes were getting an illegal Social Security number so they could work and support their families. In the law of the state, it is wrong, but with the eyes of God, would that be the act of the sheep or the goats? Dear Lord, when did I see you hungry or thirsty? What you did to the least of my brethren, you did unto me. We need to look at our motivation. Are we afraid? Are we looking for revenge? How can hard-working, family-oriented people do anything but add to our economy and build up our moral community? If the laws are wrong, we need to change them, not keep enforcing wrong ones. Christ had harsh punishment for those who did not see. They were shocked at his words. When did we see you hungry? They had become blind and could no longer see with God's eyes or with his heart. I pray for those with hardened hearts, and I pray for the wisdom to love with all my heart, to see others through God's eyes, so that I may recognize Christ in the stranger, in the hungry, in those in prison, those who are sick, in whatever form he comes to me. For true charity has the ability to soften the heart of stone.